8 minutes past 8. Lisa Pereira is here with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
There's disagreement in today's papers over Fianna Fáil's possible candidate for the presidency. The Irish Times reports that Jim Gavin has the support of almost all the Fianna Fáil cabinet ministers and a growing number of backbenchers. But writing in the Irish Daily Mail, John Drennan says the Taoiseach will have a fight to get the former Dublin GAA manager over the line. The Irish Independent reports that tensions are rising in Fianna Fáil over the Taoiseach's support for Mr Gavin. As Micheál Martin hit the phones over the weekend, one conversation was described as highly charged when a TD challenged Mr Martin's logic in backing the former Dublin GAA manager over long-standing politician and Ireland South MEP Billy Kelleher. The Mail quotes a minister as saying, "Mr Kelleher and his supporters are amongst the cutest strategists in the party," and warns they will not back down. More than 2,000 children are set to go without hot school lunches from today, according to a front-page article in the Irish Examiner. The meals were due to be provided under a government scheme to roll out hot lunches to all 3,000-plus primary schools in the country. But a problem has arisen because of a new directive saying that no school staff member or student can assist in any capacity with the distribution of meals. The paper reports it's to avoid schools becoming de facto food operators with the associated responsibilities for food safety. But a statement from one provider, Tipperary-based The Lunch Bag, said the cost of employing a minimum wage staff member in each school daily makes it impossible to operate viably. Gardaí are increasingly concerned about the ability of Irish gangs to acquire military-grade weapons, according to a front-page article in the Irish Times. Conor Gallagher reports that a weapon seized last week was of a kind used almost exclusively by Special Forces troops and elite police units. It's believed criminals are seeking the weapons as status symbols and not for use in gun attacks. "He feared for his life" is the headline on the front of the Irish News. It's about Dennis Mullen, who was shot dead by the loyalist Glenan gang 50 years ago today. The former SDLP man, who was 37 at the time, believed his life was under threat and was planning to leave the country before he was gunned down at his family home. There's lots of coverage in today's papers about Traitors, the Irish version of which debuted on RTE TV last night. No spoilers here for anyone who may have recorded it. But in her View from the Sofa column in the Mail, Maeve Quigley says already the treachery is at a high level. The Irish Daily Star carries a helpful column about the rules of what it describes as arguably the biggest reality television series at the moment. It's the BBC's most successful show in years, while the US version draws in millions of viewers. Generally, the coverage is positive. The Independent headline references eye rolls and corny puns, but adds that while the history of Irish television adaptations is patchy, Traitors Ireland has to count as one of the triumphs.
It was a great watch. Siobhan McSweeney is the Queen. Lisa, thank you very much. It's 12 minutes past 8. Coming up after the break, a threat to the Tánaiste's family and a new Garda commissioner.